Governor Patrick said the newly funded projects will create more than 1,300 apartments and over 2,000 construction jobs. It is part of an economic development strategy that has seen his administration commit more than $1 billion to the creation of affordable housing in the last 7.5 years.
We have a growing economy. We have a growing population for the first time in a couple of decades now. And folks and families need affordable places to live.
Patrick made the funding announcement Monday in Springfield at the site of one of the projects. 23 apartment buildings are being refurbished to provide low-cost housing to more than 300 families. As the governor spoke, tenants looked out from upper floor windows, applauded, and gave thumbs-up signals. One woman blew a kiss toward Patrick.
Public policy matters where it touches people. It's not that interesting as a purely abstract matter. When it touches people is when it comes to life. And this is the kind of investment that touches people in a very positive way.
The funding is a combination of federal and state tax credits and subsidies to leverage private investment, according to Massachusetts Undersecretary for Housing, Aaron Gornstein. Some of the projects involve new construction, and some will see existing buildings rehabbed.
In many cases, we're rehabbing existing housing, which is less expensive to do than building new from scratch and building new construction. So we are certainly funding the revitalization of existing affordable housing, including state public housing as well. But we're also, in particular markets, trying to get new construction and new homes onto the market because we have a shortage of rental housing throughout our state.
Gornstein said increasing the availability of affordable housing will also reduce the number of homeless families and help the state end the costly and controversial practice of temporarily placing families in motels.
Permanent affordable housing is part of the solution to the homeless issue. We also are focusing on preventing homelessness in the first place, rehousing people as quickly as we can, but we need more affordable housing opportunities throughout the state, and this is a good example of our approach to permanent housing.
The funding announced Monday includes $6 million for the 23-building Outing Park Apartments project in Springfield. It will complete the final phase of the $75 million project that started 5 years ago to revitalize what was once known as the Hollywood District, according to project developer Gordon Pulsifer.
This is the fourth neighborhood that we've turned around in Springfield. We are urban specialists and developers, and we share the vision of the mayor that these neighborhoods need to be fixed. If we're going to attract businesses and people to live downtown, the existing housing stock needs to be in good repair.
Dinora Guillermo lives in one of the apartments that was renovated in an earlier phase of the project. She said the neighborhood has been transformed.
The streets are cleaner. It's clean. It's like no, it's not a lot of violence no more. You don't see the fight, the shooting no longer. No shooting at all.
Other projects in the region receiving funding include the preservation of the Dalton Apartments in Pittsfield, which will have space for 100 families, construction of 40 new units of senior housing in Williamstown, 113 new apartments in Greenfield, and veterans housing in Chicopee and Northampton. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.